tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and I've been meaning to talk for a while about the topic of taking off tefillin before Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. And then this past Friday, I received an email from our old friend Ari Lipsky, and he wrote another very beautiful article on this topic this time. He always writes very nice things. So he wrote a beautiful article on this topic, so I'm going to say over pretty much his Mar Makomos on the topic. Very, very clear essay on the issue that he had written. So we got to put him on payroll or something. I've already plagiarized him several times. So there are three issues. First issue is, why is it that we don't wear tefillin by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? We do wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, so why is it that we don't wear tefillin by Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? Second issue is, okay, we're not going to wear tefillin on Rosh Chodesh, but when should we take Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, but when should we take them off? When should we remove the tefillin? And the third issue, and probably the most important issue for us to deal with, is how do we juggle the fact, how do we handle the fact that most shuls don't give you enough time to remove your tefillin and wrap them up in time before they start musaf. So what are the different options of when we can take off and wrap up our tefillin? So first, from the beginning, there is no gemara that says that you don't wear tefillin at musaf on Rosh Chodesh. It is not a gemara. It comes from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz, says that apparently was the minhag, that the minhag is that we take off the tefillin before musaf, and there are two explanations that are given. The explanation that seems to be preferred by the Mishnah Brura and by the Nosek Kelim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is based on the idea that if one davens Nusach Sfard, in the Kedusha of Musaf, you say Keser, and as opposed to just the Nusach Ashkenaz, which does not include the word Keser in the Kedusha, and because we are talking about crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered to be inappropriate and disrespectful to wear our own crowns as we are crowning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the tefillin are considered to be our own crowns. The tefillin is a pe'er, it's our glory, it's our splendor, and it is our crown. So that's why the minig is that we don't wear tefillin. That's why the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chafei, at the very end of Simon Chafei, that v'dafka b'makom shomru b'musaf kedushas keser, that this halacha that on Rosh Chodesh we take off the tefillin before musaf is only if you say keser. But he says, miyu nogim salkum kol musaf b'kol makom. But nevertheless, the minig somehow has become that we always take off tefillin before musaf, even if you don't say keser, even if you daven in nusach hashnashul. So what might the reason for that be? So the other svara that suggested is based on the Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara tells us that one does not wear tefillin on Shabbos because Shabbos is an os, and tefillin is an os, and you don't need both osos. So during the week, you have the os of tefillin. On Shabbos, you have the os of Shabbos. But it's unnecessary to have both. Now, Bris Mila is also an os, so we assume that we always need two. We always have Bris Mila together with tefillin during the week, and Bris Mila together with Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a famous shaila in Shumas Nedesh, and what if a person does not have a Bris Mila, should he then wear tefillin on Shabbos, so at least he can get a double os on Shabbos? But leaving that aside, the Mi'iri, Maseches Moedikatan, understands that the special os of Shabbos is its musaf. It's the fact that there is a carbon musaf. So therefore, one may suggest that the carbon musaf of Rosh Chodesh is also therefore an os. So while the entire day does not take on the characteristic of an os, but at least the carbon musaf shabo, or the tefilas musaf shabo, would have the status of an os, and therefore one should not wear tefillin during musaf on Rosh Chodesh. That's the other explanation that is offered. Now, at what point should a person take off his tefillin? So the Levush points out, really, it would make the most sense to take off your tefillin before, if it's all about the musaf, it would make the most sense to take off before Kriyas HaTorah. Meaning, if you say like that reason that we just mentioned, that it's all about Musaf being the os, then you should even take it off before Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah, what do we read about? We read about the carbon Musaf that they brought. So it would seem to be that it should come off before Kriyas HaTorah, but nevertheless, that is not the minhag. It's not what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We don't pass them like that shita that it comes off before Kriyas HaTorah. So when do we take it off? So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simon Chafei, Sifkata Nuntes, that a person should take off his tefillin after the Kaddish before the Shemona Esrei of Musaf. He says, Achar shechziru ha-Sefer Torah beheichal, after they put the Sefer Torah in the heichal, back in the Aron, u'b'mukam moseinu shemachnisin, take off achar ha-kriya, yachtseim achar ha-Kaddish shekodem tefilas Musaf. Nowadays, in our places where we put the Sefer Torah back right away, so we should take it off after the Kaddish, before the Tfilas Musaf. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Ramah in Simon Chafes, if you'd Gimel, says that Al Pi Kabbalah, a person should not take off his tefillin during davening until a person hears a certain number of Kaddishim first. The Ramah writes, Yesh Misha Kasval, Tzara Kabbalah, Shalo Lachlots Acha Amar Behem Shalosh Kedushos, Varba Kaddishim. That you have to hear four Kaddishes before you take off your tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that that's not true, that it's not four, it's a typo. What it really means to say is three Kaddishes. What are the three Kaddishes you have to hear, the three Kaddishim you have to hear before you take off your tefillin? So he says, Chatzi Kaddish before Baruch Hu, Chatzi Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei, and Kaddish Shalem after Uva L'Tzion. So those are the three Kaddishes you have to say, that you have to hear before one removes the tefillin. But if that's the Svara, why we have to wait till after the Kaddish before the Musaf to take off the tefillin, then it's somewhat difficult, because on Rosh Chodesh we already heard three Kaddishim before that, because we also have a Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. So we already got three Kaddishim even before the Kaddish before Musaf. So if it's all about getting to that magic number three, it seems that we've already hit the magic number three, and it wouldn't be necessary to wait till after the Kaddish. In the Tshuvas of Ramami Panu, he says that the Kaddish before Musaf is really the beginning of Musaf, and therefore it doesn't make sense to be starting Musaf and then take off our tefillin. It wouldn't make sense to say the Kaddish and take off our tefillin after the Kaddish before the Musaf, because the Kaddish is connected to the Musaf. That's how the Chuvas Ramamipanu says that also against this minhag. He doesn't like this idea of taking it off after the Kaddish. Now that itself is somewhat controversial, somewhat of a discussion. What is the Kaddish before Musaf? Is the Kaddish before Musaf, and we discussed this at length in the Ten Min Halacha Shir we had about when the Rabbi's Drasha should be, right? If the Rabbi's Drasha should be before that Kaddish, so what's going to happen? If the Kaddish goes on the Musaf, so that's fine. But if the Kaddish doesn't go on the Musaf, the Kaddish goes on the Psukim you said before, so the Rabbi's Drash is Mafsik, then it shouldn't be during that time period. So that's a major machlokas in the Poskim, what that Kaddish is really, in fact, all about, whether it's connected to the Musaf or whether it's not connected to the Musaf. The Mishra Brura in Simon Chafei quotes from the Elia Rabbah that a person should take off his tefillin after Uva L'Tzion, before the Kaddish. So the Elia Rabbah has another, the second day that it should be done before the Kaddish, so as not to be a hafsik between the Kaddish and the Shmoneh Esrei of Musaf. So those are the two possibilities of when to take it off, and you follow whatever the minig is in the shul that you're davening at. Most of the time the minig is, I think, that they do it after the Kaddish, but whatever the minig is in the shul that you're davening at, you follow that minhag. Now the real issue is that most of the time you don't have enough time to take off your tefillin and put them away before the chazan begins Musaf. Let's say you're taking off the tefillin after Kaddish, so they give you just enough time in many shuls to take off the tefillin, but not enough time to wrap them up. To leave tefillin unwrapped for the entire Musaf is disrespectful for the tefillin. To wrap the tefillin while you're davening Shmoneh Esrei, or while someone's saying Kaddish, or while the chazan saying Chazar Shatz, seems to be far less than ideal as well. So what does one do? So there are five basic options. One option is to take off and wrap your tefillin during Uva L'Tzion, meaning to move a little earlier in terms of taking it off. However, Shulchan Aruch, as we pointed out, says that the minhag ha'olam is not to take off our tefillin until after Uva L'Tzion. So that does not seem to be the best option. Rav Sternbach in Shuvas V'Hanhago says that if the only other option is going to be to leave your tefillin unwrapped throughout Musaf, then better to take it off early during Uva L'Tzion rather than leave it unwrapped during Musaf. Option number two is doing it during Kaddish, meaning after Uva L'Tzion, but while they're saying Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah says that is not correct, that is not the right thing to do. Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkata Nun Vav, I believe, he says, V'anashim shenogin l'kapel atalus u'tfilin l'anichan b'tikan be'es amiras Kaddish lo yofahein osin. They're doing not a good thing. D'ma'od yesh l'chavin ba'anias amen yehesh me'rabba. Because a person has to have a very intense kavana by a main yeshmer abba, and you can't possibly have that kavana if you're doing something else. If you're wrapping up your tefillin, you're folding your talis, or in this case, just wrapping up the tefillin, it's not possible to do that during kaddish properly. So that is not a great suggestion either. A third possible suggestion would be to wrap the tefillin during chazar shatz of Musaf, meaning leave it unwrapped for now, and you'll get it during chazar shatz. Now that is doubly bad. First of all, you're leaving it unwrapped for now, so that's not good. And second, during chazar shatz, you shouldn't be wrapping up your tefillin. The Prima Gadim in Mishpatot Zav, Simla Medalit, says that people who take off tefillin during chazar shatz are also layafahenos, and are also not doing the right thing, because during chazar shatz, we're actually supposed to be listening to chazar shatz so that we can answer a meaningful amen during chazar shatz. We're not even, Rav Shechter just spoke at the Chag HaSmicha last week. He recommended that the Rabbanim not even learn during chazar shatz. He said if the rabbis learn during chazar shatz, the Baal Batim are going to read the newspapers during chazar shatz. So you shouldn't even learn during those times of davening. So that doesn't seem to be a great suggestion either. Another suggestion that you see a lot of people do is they just leave their tefillin unwrapped until after davening. That doesn't seem to be great either. They quote from the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar that leaving your tefillin unwrapped is considered to be a bizayon to the tefillin, the same way that you cover challah on Shabbos when you make Kiddush. So shal yira pas boshto. So it's a bizayon to the tefillin for the tefillin to be just sitting out there. So he says the way to solve that problem would be by covering it up. So one simple solution to the problem is, yes, you can leave them unwrapped, but cover them with something. Take a cloth, a talis bag, something to cover them up with. I happen to have a shtender in shul, because I'm the rabbi, so they give me a shtender. So because this, I always put it inside the shtender, and that way it's not out there bibizayon. That seems to be the best way to handle it, to have it covered up in the interim. Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simin Mem, based on the Gemara in Brachos, that if a person wears tefillin all day and he sits down to have a su'uda, he could remove his tefillin and put his tefillin on the shulchan until it comes time for Birchas Hamazon, because we're afraid he shouldn't have shichrus, he shouldn't get drunk in his tefillin. But it sounds, just based on the simple Gemara that Ari points out, that it sounds based on the simple Gemara that it's not a bizayon to leave tefillin around. For some reason, we assume that it is a bizayon. Rav Soloveitchik was very makbid about this, not to leave tefillin lying around unwrapped, that is considered to be a bizayon. So again, the way to solve that bizayon is just by covering it or putting it away somewhere, even if it's not properly wrapped up. Another solution, a fifth possible solution, Mishavru also discusses, is starting Shmon Esrei after everyone else starts Shmon Esrei. Now, l'chadchila, that's not ideal. It's not ideal to start Shmon Esrei after everybody else has started Shmon Esrei. Tefillah B'tzibur normally demands that you daven together with the rest of the tzibur. Now, as a b'di'eved, Rav Moshe, Rav Vadir, Rav Shlomo Zalman, all held that one is yotzei tefillah b'tzibur as long as you start Shmon Esrei while the tzibur is still saying Shmon Esrei, but certainly that's not a l'chadchila. L'chadchila, you should start together with the tzibur. So it doesn't seem that that's a wonderful eitzah either. So any eitzah that involves wrapping tefillin or removing tefillin while other parts of davening are going on does not seem to be a good eitzah. An eitzah that involves pulling yourself apart from away from what the rest of the tzibur is doing does not seem to be a wonderful eitzah. It seems that the best eitzah would be to remove your tefillin the best eitzah would be if the shul could have the patience to let everyone wrap up the tefillin and put it away all before starting musaf. If the shul would have that long of a pause before, so that would be the best eitzah, and that's what we do here in yeshiva. That's we always have that. But if you absent that possibility, you're davening your shul where you don't get to make that decision that to give people time to do that. So then the next best thing to do would seem to be to cover up the tefillin so that they're not left out. Unfortunately, a lot of people very often do wrap up their tefillin during chazar shatz, which I guess is less offensive than the fact that people talk during chazar shatz, that people walk out during chazar shatz, and all the other ways that people disrespect chazar shatz. But still, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean that it's the appropriate behavior. Chazar shatz, we're supposed to be paying attention to what the chazan is actually saying.